Hey everybody, Dr. Ellison here. One of the things we do in our office is we do a lot of educating. Our job, we see it as twofold. One is to help people to get well, because when they come in, they're usually in some form of a crisis state and they need to get well. And we focus on what it takes to get there. But then our bigger job is to help people to stay well. And the way we help them stay well is to teach and educate. We teach them things that they need to stop doing, and we teach them things that they need to start doing. And so tonight I'm just going to briefly tell you about the three-legged stool. Now, the three-legged stool is what we use in our office, and this is how our patients get the best results. Now, the first leg of that stool are adjustments, chiropractic adjustments in rhythm, meaning keeping their chiropractic adjustments, because each adjustment builds on the last, and that's how the body will change, just like going to work out. Each exercise builds on the last, and you'll get more and more in shape if you continue on. But what happens if you stop working out? It doesn't take too long before you start to lose all of those gains, and eventually you'll go completely back to where you were. Same thing happens with our spine and our nervous system. When we are not getting consistent adjustments in rhythm, we start to lose the benefits of those. Now, again, there's a lot of people out there that are just scared, and for good reason, many of them, in many cases, to not want to come in. And we completely understand and respect that. We just want to make sure that we are there for them and for you to help make sure that they don't lose all that they've gained. And at the very least, start to slow that process down. And we can do that using the other two legs of the stool. The second leg of the stool is we need to break our bad habits. What are some of the bad habits that we do that don't allow our spine and our nervous system to function at its best? We sit too much, and right now is not a good time because a lot of people are sitting watching TV or sitting there on a computer a lot more, watching more movies and Netflix, and they're doing that a lot more than they probably usually do. And so what we want to make sure is we need to break these bad habits. So sitting is one of the worst things we can do for ourselves. It's not good for our nervous system, spine, and our overall health. So make sure that even if you're staying at home, you're getting up and you're moving around and you're doing different types of just moving. The other bad habits that we'll do are certain postural issues and which again can prevent the body from and the spine and nervous system from functioning properly. Another thing that we need to do and need to start doing is we need to make sure we're doing stretches and exercises. And they're very specific stretches and exercises that can help hold the adjustments that you have spent so much time, energy, and money doing over the last weeks or months or even years. And so make sure you're doing stretches, you're doing exercises. In fact, for our patients, we're going to be making sure we send out and emailing specific stretches and exercises that they all can be doing. So again, if you're out there and you're a patient of ours, you've probably heard this, but we're going to make sure that you're now doing these things and following up with those things. For those that have not been to our office or maybe have not been to any chiropractor, these are three things that we do in our office to make sure people are getting the best results. Again, focus on the three-legged stool. If for whatever reason you can't get in for adjustments at this time, make sure you're doing the other two legs of the stool, and we're going to make sure when you can come back, and you do come back, that you'll have lost as little as possible, and we'll pick back right up and get you on that path to healing and health again. Look forward to seeing you again. Bye.